Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Muhammad bin Samak Rahimahullah says, Musa bin Muhammad bin Sulaiman al-Hashimi was a rich man of the Banu Umayyah family. He was brought up in wealth, kept himself busy in eating, drinking, and having a good time. He wore expensive and attractive clothes and was involved in many wrongs. He was a handsome young man with a bright face, living in a palace, enjoying the company of beautiful women and men, oblivious to the worries and cares of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him all kinds of gifts and favors. His allowance, just his spending money for the year, was 303,000 dinars, which he spent on his bad habits. He lived in an expensive house with windows on one side opening out to the main road. He would sit by the windows and watch the travelers walking outside. There were windows on the other side of the building that opened out onto a beautiful garden from which a cool and fresh breeze always blew. Filled with the sweet smell of flowers, in the middle of his palace was a domed balcony made of ivory, decorated with silver nails and shining with gold. The young Hashimi would sit in this balcony with a beautiful turban tied around his head, sitting on a throne covered with jewels together with his close friends. His slaves would stand on one side waiting for his orders. In front of the balcony sat a group of dancers and singing girls, and whenever he wanted to listen to music, he just looked at the guitar and the singers would come forward, sing songs and play their music. When he wanted the music to stop, he pointed to the instruments and the music stopped immediately. He entertained himself in this way until he fell asleep. When he was completely drunk, his friends would go away and he would go to his bedroom with any girl that he wanted. He spent his mornings playing chess and dice. Nobody ever talked to him about problems or matters concerning death or diseases. His parties were full of merrymaking, humor, jokes and gossip were told to him. Each day people brought to him different types of the best perfumes from all over the country, and beautiful vases of sweet-smelling flowers were presented to him. He spent 27 years of his life in such luxuries and opulence. One night, while sitting as usual in his balcony, he heard a sweet voice coming from far off. This voice was not like the voices of his singers, but was most beautiful and sweet, which made him restless. He ordered the music to stop and leaned out of the window to listen properly to the voice. The voice floated in the air for some time and then became silent. It became audible again for some time. He ordered his servants to bring the man with the sweet voice. While he continued to drink wine, the servants followed the voice to a thin young man, weak in body, pale in face, with dry lips and untidy hair, his stomach pressed in, dressed in two rags that just covered his body, standing in salah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reading from the Quran Majid. They caught hold of the man and without any explanation, took him from the masjid to the palace and brought him to their master, saying, "Here is the person you wanted, sir." He was now dead drunk and asked, "Who is this man?" They told him that he was the one whose voice he had heard a few moments ago. He asked them where they had found the man, and they said that he was reading salah in the masjid, reciting from the Quran Sharif. He then asked the young man what he was reciting, and he began to read. Inshallah, we'll continue from there.